Chapter 14. As Lily disappears around the corner of the bridge, I gradually slow to a breathless halt. I'm already starting to get a stitch. I really shouldn't have eaten that second banana pancake for breakfast. I thought I'd be able to beat Lily now that I'm 10, but I was wrong. She'll be back home in 5 minutes flat and I'll just feel like a little kid again. Through the broken railings I can see the back of our house on the other side of the railway line. The back garden is hidden from view, but I can just catch a glimpse of the white canvas through the gap in the fence that Dad's been promising Mum he'll get fixed for weeks. If I could take a shortcut across the tracks, I'd be inside the gazebo before Lily had even opened the front door. When you grow up next to a railway line, you get a bit bored of your mum and dad telling you that you face certain death if you try and get your ball back when you've kicked it over the fence. To drum the message home, Mum once made me and Lily watch this health and safety film on YouTube that showed this boy getting hit by a train after he got his laces of his football boots caught on the track. Lily reckoned the film was from the 1970s because the boy had a really bad haircut, but she still stopped playing football in the garden with me after that. I rest my hand against the fence, the metal railings bent back by the teenage boys who hang around on the parade. I never see them get squashed flat when they sneak onto the tracks at night. Beneath the power lines that stretch overhead, the steel rails glint in the late morning sunshine. I glance at my watch. The next train's not due past for another 3/4 hour. If I walk across quickly, I'll be back at the fence in just a couple of minutes. All I've got to do is sneak through the gap there without Mum or Dad seeing, and Lily won't even know how I beat her home. Ducking my head down, I squeeze through the railings. Sacks of gravel are piled up immediately in front of me. Skirting around the edge of them, I can see a straight path to the side of the tracks. There's a traffic cone abandoned halfway across, left over from the last time the bicycle Muppets tried to play chicken with a train. Lily says I don't know what real life is like, but as those loose stones crunch under my trainers, I know that she's wrong. I can feel the sun beating down, sweat causing the ribbons around my wrist to stick to my skin. The sun is a star 150 million kilometres away, and everyone on this planet is falling around it at over 100,000 kilometres per hour. With every step that I take, we're zooming through the vacuum of space into an ever-expanding universe. Life is an adventure, and as I cross the tracks, I feel so alive. Stepping over the steel rails, I look up into the clear blue sky, and that's when I see the gold balloon touch the power line. Bang! The sound of this starts at the B, and then stretches into infinity. A bang so loud it instantly makes me forget everything else. The noise seems to come from every direction at once, inside and out. A bright white light surrounds me like a galaxy of stars being born, and then I feel the pain. My muscles clench, my body locking up in agony as a burning fire sears through my veins. Inside my head, I'm screaming as every pain receptor sends a simultaneous signal to my brain. I can smell burning from somewhere, and then I realise it's me. In what seems like slow motion, I crumple to the ground, my gaze still fixed on the sky. In the human body, there are three essential components that keep you alive. Your heart that pumps blood around your body, the blood vessels, arteries, veins and capillaries that carry this blood to every cell inside you, and the blood itself delivering the oxygen and nutrients that you need to keep alive. This is your circulatory system and it stretches over nearly 100,000 kilometres inside you, and every millimetre of mine is burning with a living fire. The pain is excruciating. Through white hot eyes I watch the red balloon float up into the sky. The ribbon holding it to my wrist must have burnt through. But that doesn't matter now. My body is stopped, trapped inside this bubble of pain. It feels like now is forever. Between 0 and 1, there's an infinite E of numbers. 0.1, 0.01, 0.101. The numbers that go on forever, stretching past the decimal point into infinity. The helium balloon is getting smaller, dwindling to a red teardrop as it rises high in the sky. My eyelids flicker. The only part of my body that I seem to be able to move. The pain is slowly starting to fade, but it's leaving behind a terrible cold. I blink and start counting to infinity, and then I see darkness.